Hello there, football fanatics. I am Mike Kearns, and this is the debut episode of the Pigskin Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Things are going to be picking up with this podcast in the future with guests and special features and more than likely a co-host. But for this first episode, it's just yours truly. So first, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I reside in the football capital of the world, the great state of Texas. Houston, Texas, to be more accurate. So, of course, I'm a big Texans guy, and I realized that before last season, it was a little worth bragging about. But you'll learn about me real soon. I'm loyal to a fault, win or lose. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, originally, but I've lived in Texas for so long now that I'm pretty much just a Texan by this point. I've been writing about football for as long as I can remember. I minored in creative writing at the University of Houston, and ever since middle school, I've been dreaming of one day becoming a sports writer. But since that doesn't really pay the bills unless you've got friends in high places, I decided that a major should be in finance, which led me to become the exciting financial accountant that I am today during my pay job. But enough of that. As for my credentials, I've written for SB Nation, I've written for the Fanball Network, recently a feature columnist for the Bleacher Report, and for the past year, the Pigskin Report. I may be a Texas supporter, but I'm a fan of the NFL in general, a big fan, and I've written hundreds of opinion pieces about the entire league, not just the Texans, many that you can find here on thepigskinreport.com. So, you know, I'm not just some Texans honk trying to talk about the rest of the league just for fun or to be entertaining. No, I do my homework. I watch almost any game I can, and I like to think I know more than the casual NFL fan who looks at you like a dog who's just been shown a card trick when you try to explain something like, for example, how the salary cap works. I'm very opinionated, and I'll let you know how I feel without sugarcoating it. We're not always going to agree. We won't be able to get on the same page, but, you know, just like family, we're going to disagree. We're going to have times where we think each other's crazy, but that don't mean we can't have some good back and forth. So buckle up for what I plan to be a weekly podcast around the NFL. And let's dig on in on a couple of the hot issues going on out there around the league right now. First off, teams are finally playing tag with their high-priced free agents. And with the deadline this Monday, it was expected, but a few of the names that are being franchise tagged are rather surprising. But I'm going ahead of myself here. Let's start at the beginning. The Philadelphia Eagles kicked things off by tagging DeSean Jackson on Thursday, and well, a lot of the national media blew up Twitter about, oh, this was expected, whatever. To me, the real question is not really if they're going to work out a long-term deal, but if they're looking to see what they can get for him on the trade market right now. You know, a lot of people felt that he wore his welcome out in Philly last year, and I'm one of those people. So if they end up drafting a guy like Baylor's Kendall Wright in the first round this year, well, then we all know what the plan is. Next up, we had Tyvon Branch, safety for the Raiders. Pretty smart move. I'm not really sure I'd say it was expected, but, you know, it wasn't stupid. But, you know, I'm curious to see what direction the Raiders are going to go in now that Big Al's in a better place, probably. Next up, we had the Falcons coming out and franchising Brent Grimes. And from what I understand, he's not too thrilled about it. I've even heard that he is saying he is not going to sign the franchise tender, which has got a lot of people, a lot of Falcons fans. I know, like I said, being from Atlanta, I know a lot of Falcons fans. They're kind of worried about how it could potentially turn out. But, you know, you got Donte Robinson over there now, and he did the same thing when he was in Houston. When it comes to, you know, where they start missing game checks, he'll sign the tender. He'll show up. Next, you had the Ravens franchising Ray Rice, and we've got mixed reviews about that. Some said he's going to be upset about it. Some said, oh, he wanted Adrian Peterson money, whatever. I never heard him say that. I'm not really sure. This one go either way. I wouldn't be surprised seeing him hold out, but I think he'll show up. He's going to get paid, and I think they'll probably work out a long-term deal with him going forward. Really depends on what they plan on doing with Joe Flacco, which if he thinks he's getting like top 10 money or something, he's crazy. The 49ers, they franchise their safety, Sean Golston. Good move. Don't really have anything to say about that. I mean, it's a good move. They got to keep that defense together and whatever they have. The Mike Nugent for the Bengals franchise. Another kicker, Phil Dawson for the Browns. I didn't think I'd be seeing too many kickers getting franchised, but hey, why not? The Redskins franchise tag tied in Fred Davis. How about they find a quarterback that can throw him the ball? And then the big one was Matt Forte being franchised. I don't imagine he's too thrilled with that unless they are just looking for that extension to work out that long-term deal with him. Because I know that he's probably not too happy about that if they just plan on franchise tagging him for 1 year just so they don't lose him. And then today, it's been a rough 24 hours for the Saints, and it didn't get any better today when they're saying they made the exclusive franchise tag on Drew Brees. Apparently, there was being reported that there was a deal on the table to make him the highest paid player in the NFL, and yet he wanted more. Now, a lot of people say, well, is he being greedy or whatever? Well, you know what? This is probably his last big contract. Why not? You know? That franchise was nothing before he got there. They were just perennial losers, and he completely turned them around. They're going to have to pay him. That's the bottom line. I mean, they franchise tag him again next year, but it's, what, 120%? The year after that, 144%. They're going to get something done. He's not going anywhere. But I'm not sure if he's going to buck on that or not. Apparently, they're saying that he's still about wanting about $5 million a year more than what they're offering. That could get problematic. If there's any more tags coming, it'd be rather surprising to me. If it's anybody other than, like, Arian Foster, I think the Houston Texans have to franchise tag Arian Foster. Anybody say they're going to franchise tag Mario Williams or not paying attention because they'd have to pay him, like, $22 million, and they can't afford that. So I think it's going to have to be Arian Foster, because if they just put a restricted rights free agent first-rounder on him, it's one of those teams like, for example, the Bengals, who have two first-round draft picks this year, they'll probably do that front load a contract that the Texans can't match. So I don't think they should play around with that. They should franchise tag him, work out that long-term deal, see what they're trying to figure out what they can do with Mario Williams, and fit that all under. Other than that, there's no one else really that there's whispers about a franchise tag. But, you know, a lot can happen between now and the deadline on Monday. Last, I think we should definitely touch on this Greg Williams issue with the Saints. You know, being from Atlanta, I'll be honest, I was never a Saints fan. Then winning the Super Bowl was one of the darkest days of my life. But that aside, this is something that's, I think it's a pretty big deal. Everybody is referencing, oh, it's just like Spygate. I don't know, because, you know, Spygate, the whole thing with that is they found out it was happening 1 year. I mean, this was 3 years of Greg Williams apparently putting bounties out on players. And as much as you've got Jeremy Shockey and Sharper out there saying, oh, this is bull, it didn't ever happen. And, you know, Greg Williams is apologizing for it. So you sound even sillier, Shockey, than you already did. Almost as silly as you look. But you got Brett Favre, you got, it looked like Jonathan Vilma was ready to kill him in that NFC Championship game. And then they actually did knock out Kurt Warner that one time. So this is a pretty big deal, and apparently there's going to be punishment handed down. Rumor is around March 25th when the meetings happen. But anything less than like them losing a first rounder would really surprise me. I mean, this is a big deal. I'm not sure how this is going to go down. I mean, I've never heard of anything like this. But my question is, you know, how many other places has this happened? Is this just one of those cases where they're the first ones to get caught? Who knows, but it could get potentially nasty, and I await with bated breath to see what happens. When you got a commissioner like Roger Goodell, who likes to hand out suspensions and fines for, I don't know, people who sneeze too loud, I gotta think that, you know, Williams is gonna get suspended, somebody's gonna get fined. People talk about, oh, let's strip the Saints of their Super Bowl title. As much as I'd love that, that's just silly. It's not gonna happen, but to think that this is just gonna kind of blow over and go away, not even close. This is a big deal, and someone's going to feel the pain for this. But that said, there's several other little stories. Peyton Manning, what he's doing, what's going on with him. Apparently, there's rumors that there's some video that's leaked of his footage of him throwing the ball, and it just looked all right. But what else? There's going to be lots of free agency talk coming up here in the next few weeks. So expect a show for that. Of course, the draft coverage is going to be just ridiculous. I don't know about you guys, but I am a crazy, crazy draft maniac. So we'll definitely keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on this potential trade that the Rams are going to do for the number 2 pick for the rights to Robert Griffin III. But other than that, I think I'll go ahead and just wrap this one up. Like I said, I really just wanted this to be an introductory episode, let you guys know where we're going from here. Feel free to leave a message on the page or drop me an email at ZEPP1978. That's ZEPP, like Zeppelin. Yes, I'm a big Led Zeppelin fan. 1978@gmail.com. Same address on Twitter. Give me a follow. I do warn you, I tweet way too much. Way too much. But give me a follow. Say hello. I'll probably follow you back. And we can just be stupid like that together. But thanks for listening to the first episode, and we'll be in touch real soon.